out of the yard. She wanted it washed in the backyard. She had a couple of big pots, you know, and a dabbling block and all. They'd wash out there, and on Tuesday, we'd usually had a bed or two in the house. There wasn't nobody slept in it, son. And in the afternoon, we'd go out there and take them up, bring them in, lay them on that bed, and then Thursday then. Was iron. Mm-hmm. Tuesday was wash day and Thursday was iron day.
Hmm. What do you usually call washing and ironing together? You have any name for that? You just call it washing and ironing?
Just washing and ironing.
Mm-hmm. And, or ever call it doing the laundry maybe?
Yeah, now they do, but back then they didn't.
You didn't call it that?
Washing and ironing.
Mm-hmm. And, what do you call the boards on the outside of a house that lamp up over each other like that?
Weatherboards.
Weatherboards.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever hear anybody call those anything different? What if they're made out of aluminum, what you call them usually?
They're just aluminum siding.
Just aluminum siding, yes. And if say that the door there is standing open, if you didn't want it that way, you might tell me to, what? To
close the door.
Mm-hmm. And say you're doing some carpentry, nailing a board in some way, you'd say, I took the hammer and did what? The nail on.
Put the nail on the head.
Mm-hmm. Or you did what into the board?
I nailed it up. So.
Mm-hmm. And what could you, anything you could use there instead of a nail?
No.
Or say you might say, every day I take my car and do what in town?
Drives the car.
Mm-hmm. And would you use the same word there, maybe for nail? I took the hammer and
drove a nail in.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and you say, well, it didn't get in far enough. It's got to be further. It's got to be what would you say there? It's got
drive to it on in.
Mm-hmm. Or, let's see. What do you call the part that covers the top of the house up there?
The decking, the roof?
Yes, sir. And what do you call the things that go around there to catch the water in?
Eavesdrop.
Yes, sir. And ever heard anybody call those anything else?
No, I don't believe I have. Mm-hmm.
And what do you call a little building maybe that's used for storing wood or tools or something like that?
Wood house or tool shed or something like that.
Something like that. And let's see. Say you have a house and an L and they come together like this. What do you call a place where they come together? Is there any name for that?
That's your valley.
That's your valley? Yes. And let's see. We mentioned a little while ago about driving. How long have you been driving?
Automobile?
Yes.
May the 1st of 1914, I was 13 years old, my daddy bought the car.
So,
I remember that very well. It was a T-model Ford.
T-model Ford, I'm done.
1914 model. But it's Mr. G.R. Ward. He put in the Ford business in Andalusia in 1915, I think in June or July. In fact, that's the oldest Ford dealership in the state of Alabama.
Oh.
That's right.
Good, not.
Managed under the same, managed under the same head, see? In other words, Mr. Ward had it, J.R., and then Howard Ward then Andalusia took it over, and Howard didn't have a son, so Luther Taylor married his daughter, and now Luther's got it, and his son is Ward Taylor, you know. And Luther about ready to retire, and when he does, then Ward will be the head man. And the next one too is Lone Lewis Hardware in Bessemer, Alabama.
Yes.